Chapter 10. Did God have a son? If God did not become man, did he have a son? Since he is able to do all things, he should be able to have a son. However, this claim reduces God to the lowly status of his creation. Creatures procreate by giving birth to many versions of themselves that later grow up and reproduce copies of themselves, and so on and so forth. Dogs have puppies, cats have kittens, cows have calves, and men have children. So what does God have? A baby God? Gods must give birth to gods, but for God to have a son, there has to exist another God besides him. It is not befitting for God to have a son, as such an act equates him with his creation. Everything other than God comes into existence by the commandment of God, not that God becomes his creation or a part of God becomes creation. God does not become his creation, nor does God give birth to creation. God is God, the Creator, and man and the contents of the universe are his creation. Although humans cannot grasp the concept of creation from nothing, that is exactly what God did and does. He alone creates from nothing, which is among the attributes that make him unique and distinct from his creation. His act of creation is entirely different from that of human beings. This was the essence of the message of all the true messengers and prophets of God sent to humanity: Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them, as well as those sent throughout the world whose names are now unknown to humanity. May God's peace and blessings be on them all. Today, this precise message can only be found in the Quran, the last scripture revealed by God to humankind. The message remains loud and clear only in the Quran because it has remained unchanged since the time of its revelation, 1,400 years ago until today. God states in the Quran for those who make him like his creation or vice versa,
لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ.
There is nothing similar to him. Quran 42:11. He also states for those who attributed to him a son,
وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا.
But it is not suitable for the Most Beneficent that he should beget a child. Quran 19:92. He further states for those who believe that he created the world from himself,
إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ.
If he wishes anything to exist, he merely commands it. Be, and it is. Quran 36:82. For the polytheists, he states,
مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهِ إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَٰهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
There was no other God along with him, for if there were, each would have taken away what he created and tried to overcome the other. Quran 23:91. He asks the atheists,
أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ.
Did nothing create them, or did they create themselves? Quran 52:35. And in reference to Jesus and his mother, Mary, he confirmed their humanity by saying simply,
كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ.
They both used to eat food. Quran 5:75. The concept of God not becoming man is very important for every human being to grasp, because it lies at the foundation of the difference between Islam and all other existing religions. All other religions have a distorted concept of God, to one degree or another. the most important idea which needs to be understood is that God did not become man. God is unique. He alone deserves to be worshipped by His creation. To believe that a man is God, or that a man became God, and to worship that man is the greatest sin and the greatest evil that humans can do on this earth. This understanding is most important because it forms the foundation for salvation. There can be no salvation without it. However, this belief alone is not the key to salvation. True, correct belief must be translated into practice and not merely remain in the realm of knowledge for it to become pure faith. A person has to live a righteous life based on the correct belief to attain salvation. Nevertheless, the starting point is knowing who God is, knowing that God never became and will never become a human being. This is Wes Malik. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Did God Become Man? By Dr. Bilal Phillips. This audiobook was produced by Islamic Audiobooks Central. Text copyright 2007 by the author. Production copyright 2019 by Islamic Audiobooks Central. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.